Weiter in Shas, we're in Zvachim, Daf Nun. Hey, picking up on Nun Dalin Abiz, Bada Bam, and Abiz, Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok the Hilige Mishnah, Zivche, Shalmeitzi, Bor, Ve Ashamos, these type of Korbanot, Elu Hain, Ashamos. These are called Ashamos. Okay. Ashem Gizelos, we have what's something called for stealing. Ashem Ilos, I'm doing Mila. Ashem Shivcha Rufa, that's for doing an Aveda with a Shivcha that is engaged. Ashem Nazir, that's the Nazir's Ashem. Ashem Mitzora. Ashem Taloi, that if you're unclear whether or not you did something. Shchitasim Mitzafon, all these are done in the Tzafon. Vikim Adam and Viklisharas Mitzafon. Vidam Maton Shtei, Maton Shein Arba. Right? We said on the corners or on the sides, going to the corners. Climb the Eden on the inside. There's Zara's court in the courtyard and the curtains. Lezichek Runa by male Kohanim Chol Ma'achol, prepared in any way they want. The Yom Ve'Alayla Al Chatzos, the day and night until midnight. Beep. Turn the page. Nun Hey Amud Aleph Zok Deilu Gemar Minani Mili. Where do we know the Shalmim need to be in the north for the Shechita and the Kil Kabbalah? The Tanim of Avrechana Kamei Dorava Vasisim Sir Izim Echad Lechatos. The pasuk says when we're discussing the set of karbanos that come along with the two breads of the of Shavuos that we're gonna bring over there. It says, Vasisim Sa'ir Izim Echel Chatas, and it's saying that Ma Chatas Batzafon, just like the Chatas is be done. And the Tzafon, Av Shalmei Tzibor Batzafon, so do the Dasa Bidin Tzibor Batzafon as well. In fact, the Gemara, but I'm really Rava, Vechi Chatas Mechel Meida. Where does the Chatas learn out its north thing from? Me'o learns from Nola. Vechi Dabra Lomid Behekesh Chozor Ma'an Behekesh. Oh, we already learned this a while ago, six bar ago, that no, we don't do that. So then what do we need the first hekesh for? Between the shlamim, the tzibor, and the chatas, what are you coming to teach? Ki chatas, ma chatas, einu nechaz ala zivche kunas, only for the male kohanim, azich shal mitzibor, azich kunas, also for them as well. Amalei Abaye. Yehachi gabi el nazir d'chsev, what about the ram of the nazir? It says, v'hikrav is karbonola, Hashem bekevis ben shavasot, tamim mechad lo'ola bekavsa. Achas bash nasa tamim lechatas v'alecha tamim l'shlamim, hachanami, the hekesh akas of lechatas. So ma chatas einu nechaz ala zivche kuhuna, af el nazir, nami, einu nechaz ala zivche kuhuna. Is that you want to say? We know that's not true, right? Because the next mission is going to say you can be met anyone. So what's going on now? This is when the Hachi Ashta, what are you bringing right over here? Right, the Hekesh in the case of the Nazir is a good Hekesh. Hossam, Kev and Rsev, but since it says, V'lokach a coin, this as well, B'shele bin ha'ayel, the coin, so take the cooked foreleg from the ram, M'chal de kule bayi l'machalele. We can learn after the rest of it, the owners can go and they can eat. If so, then we should say that the cooked zroa at least should only be eaten by the kohanim. We know that's not true also, because like you said, the next mishnah, the wives of the other people can eat as well. So it's more kasha, good kasha. V'yiboyseima kache ikri. They are considered, they're called kache, the foreleg, the zroa of the Nazir is called Kodesh, and Kotche Kotchem Lohikim, it's not called Kotche Kotchem, therefore it can be by others. Ve'ala lo eiches iskis, and what the heck is for? Amarava she'im gilach al echad mishloshtam, the Zish that of a Nazir shaved his head after bringing a carbon of one of the three carbonates that he has to bring over here. When he's done, Yatza, he is Yotze, he's fulfilled his obligation. Zog the next hey, lega mishnah. Hatoda. These are kachim kalim now. Toda ve'el nazir. The nazir's ram. Kachim kalim. It's kachim. Shkatsim chol makam mazark. We don't know anyone ever done. We don't know anyone. Shtei matanos shem abi. We need two matanos which are four. V'chol mechol ir kibit in the whole city of Yerushalayim. L'chol adam. Even not kohanim. V'chol maichol. You can pray any way you want. L'yom b'layla ad chatzos. Hamur mehem kayotze behem. The parts, the portions separated from them that are given to the kohanim are the same as them in all ways. El shamur. The difference is that the separate portions can be eaten by the Kohanim, their wives, their children, and their slaves. Tanu Rabbanan. We said get it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Let's see where we know that from. Beis Chazet Tanu Fei Shukat Truma Tochlo Be Makom Tahor. Amar Nechaim Revachi Rishonim Be Tuma Aklam. What do you want to say? That the earlier ones, the other carbonas that brought that day, they're eating the Tuma? Of course not. Since all of them have to be eaten the state of Tyre. So what does Moshe mean when he says Aaron is going to eat the Shlamim? The place is Tahor. Al Tahor Mechlal Shehu Tame. The fact that it's saying the place being tar meant to imply that the place is tame in some way. Tahor mitumas mitzora. It's tar from the tum of mitzora. V'tame mitumazav. It's tame from tumazav. V'ezazem. What's it talking about? Zemach in Israel. That's talking about the camp of the Israelites, which is equivalent to the city of Yerushalayim during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So, telling Aaron to eat the Shlomim in a tar place, Moshe was saying, you can even eat it anywhere in the camp of the Israelites. And that's like Yerushalayim. Ve'ei matar mitumazav. Why don't we say that the pasuk means a place that's tar from tumazav, v'tamim mitumaz meis, ve'ezazem, what's that? Zemachan levia. That's like the Mechan levia. Amar abai, amar kra, ve'achaltem osa b'makom kadosh. Say b'makom kadosh. Osa b'makom kadosh. It's only the minchas got b'in b'makom kadosh. Well, achas b'makom kadosh, menas ha-migas b'in b'makom kadosh. And another type of thing like the toda doesn't have to be eaten in that place. Afka l'machna l'viya, so the toda removed the machna l'viya, the eating of the toda breads and all kachem kalem from that of the l'viya and hadr k'siv. And then afterwards it says that the shalom of that day, which are also al kachem kalem, they are only eaten makam tahor in a place which is tahor. Afka l'machna yisrael, the toda just removed the kachem kalem from the Machane Levia to that of Machane Yisrael, and therefore you can have it in Machane Yisrael. Rava, another answer. Osab makum kodesh v'lo acheres makum kodesh. The rest of it means that if the mincha, carbon mincha, has to be eaten in a holy place, but another thing, the Toda doesn't have to be there. Afke legamre, the Torah therefore is removing the Toda from all of these entirely, which means the kachem kalam can be eaten even outside of Machane Yisrael. Hada kachem chamana tochel makum tar. Then it goes and says makum tar. Yisrael, and it brings it back up into the makam of the Machane Yisrael. Ve'ema ayla machalavia, when we say brings it up to the machalavia. L'chad ma'ilina, no, you only go up one level. Tati lo ma'ilina, we don't skip two levels. Yachi apuke nami, if so, then the same shtick should also work. Removing kachem kalim from the camp of from the shechina. Mechad ma'afkina, we should move it only from one. Right, leaving, and it should go from there to the Machane Levia. Mechad ma'afkina, it should be taking that. Why do Rava say that when it says the toda from a holy place means leaving all level of kedusha? Vodam. Furthermore, lo sucha lecha b'sharecha k'siv. It says you can't have it in your cities. So since all kachem kalam in the pasuk is asking them from being eaten outside of Machane Yisrael, it's clear that we could never have said that kachem kalam are mutter outside of all three camps, like we're saying above. El chmatav gabaye, el must be, like we said the answer earlier, the answer of abaye. That first drasha that we used until, before we tried Rava. Zok tenek seyla gamishna, shlamim kachem kalim, shlamim kachem kalim, shchatsim chol makam barzak gimedi any place, v'dam tonu shtem et tonu shein arba, v'nechal b'chol e'ir, v'chol adam b'chol meichal, shtey amin v'layla echad, amura mehem kayotze b'hem, the parts separated from them, give it to the quadam of the same of them. Elo shamurim nechol m'quadam m'shem v'nehem l'avdeyem, it's only in by them, oy, oy, oy. So we said that the shlamim could be shechted any anywhere in the Azara. Okay, let's see. Tanu Rabbanan, v'shchato Pesach Ohel Moed. One pasuk says you shall shecht it at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. V'shachat also lefnei Ohel Moed. There's another one that says it'd be in front of the Ohel Moed. Shachat also lefnei Ohel Moed. A third pasuk says you should shecht it in front of the Ohel Moed. L'hachshir es kol aruchos b'kachem kalam. This is coming to make all sides of the Azara fit for the shechita of kachem kalam. Kavachom l'tzafon, and certainly the northern side. V'uma kachem shalochshir b'kol aruchos. Kachem where aren't allowed in the other parts. Hoshav b'tzafon allowed in the tzafon. The kachem kalam shalochshir b'kol aruchos. So allowed in other three places, and a dinner shulchan tzafon. Of course, it's going to be good in the tzafon. Now, I have another way to explain this. Rabbi Lezer, Amar lo nemar kasav el lachshir lachshir tzafon. The pasuk when it's the pasuk that was said only to allow the north to be used for kachem kalam. Shiachah, you would have thought to say, "Valo dinhu, amak kachem kalam shulchshir b'chol ruchos which are good around three sides and all four sides lachshir makom meitzil kachem kachem." But it was not fit for the shechita of kachem kachem. Then kachem kachem shelo hukshu ela b'tzafon only b'tzafon and then shelo hukshu makoma etzel kachem kalam. Is it a kavachomer that the air is not good for the kachem kalam to be done over there? So therefore, Talmud Lomer it says Ohel Moed comes to teach this concept that kachem kalam can be shechted anywhere in the Ohel Moed, even in the tzafon. Beep, turn the page. Nun hey Amud Bey says, come up in my comifligi. What is there, machlo? Whoa. Okay, it's time to come and serve yot slasa kork siva. There are three psukim said. Chad legufi, one for itself. I'll tell you about the shchit, the laws, about the entrance of the olamoid, the bayi pesach olamoid. It's just that the shlam shchit has to be at the entrance of the olamoid. Chad the hachshit stadim. Another one's coming to teach the areas on the sides of the entrance. V'chad lifsot tzidit tzadim, and to pass tzidit tzadim on the sides of the sides. V'tzafon lalitzach ligra. And the north area doesn't need a pasuk to say that it's going to be good for Kutchum Khan, because we know from the Kavach Homer that we talked about said earlier. For Rabbi Eliezer Savar, he says the three psukim are like this. Chad l'guf one for itself. The need bay, the need bay, pesach al-moid. It's got to be pesach al-moid. V'chad l'achshit tzadim, I think it's mukshir to be doing the tzadim. V'chad l'achshit tzadim, it's good for the tzadim. It's tzadim, lo tzakoy, you need a pasuk for that. Say that's no good, because that's pashut. Ma'ish ta'achid l'ksev. Now it says, what's the difference over here that says pesach al-moid? Ma'ish ta'achid l'ksev. Lifnei al-moid. Kamash malon. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shlamim sheshachten kodem sheyipaschu d'lasas heichal. The shlamim were shechted before the doors of the doors of the heichal were opened. Pesulin or pasul. Shenamar u'shchatu pesach al moed. Bismachu pasul at the time it's open. V'lo bismachu no, not at the time that it is locked, that it's closed. It marnami Amar Marukva Barcham Amar Yosi Rabbi Yechanina Shlamim sheshachten kodem sheyipaschu d'lasas heichal. Psulin, they're going to be no good. Shemesh chato pesach al moed. Bismanim shepesach chayich al pasuach. Velos man shu no, that time it's locked. Bimarava masni hachir. Tell like this. Amar biyaka barachah, amar biyashi. Shlom shishachdom kodim shepesach al pasuach al psulin. Ubamishkan, in the mishkan, kodim shiyah midu levim as a mishkan. If the shlom was shachdom before the levim, set up the mishkan. Achir shiyafak levim as a mishkan. Or after they put it together apart, psulin, they're going to be pasul as well. Says the Gemara, pshiyi. It's clear that if those are closed, it's like they're locked. Vilon mai, whatever there's a curtain is put over there, is that considered like it's open or closed? Amar Rav Zera, hu atzmo ein nase el kapetzach pasuach. The curtain itself is nothing but an open entrance. Gova mai, if something high, like let's say you have this block of wood is put in front of it, what's the din over there? Is it considered like it's closed or not? Toshima, let's take a look. The tiny Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei pishpishin hayu b'beis ha-chalifa. So were these two doorways in the base achalifos, the chamber of knives, the gova shmona, and their height was 8. The height was 8 amos. Kedil hachshir as azar kula. In order to make the entire courtyard fit, achil kachim, the shchitas kachim kalam, and for the shchita of kachim kalam. My lav dika kamayu shmona is not telling you that there was 8 amba thing barring in front of the doors, and it wasn't considered a problem. So for this too, it's just low. The governinhu shmona. The price means that the doors themselves were 8 amos high. Not something blocking it. May say affect the gemara, but kol sha'arim shayu sham gofer. Govan Esrim Amma, all the gates over there in the base of Mingus, their height was 20 Amos. Baruchman Esrim was 10 Amos wide. So how can everybody mean that the minor doorways were only 8 Amos high? Pish Pishin Shiny. No, the minor doorways were considered different from the other ones, and they were shorter. Frag the Gemara, Vayiket Stadim, but the size of that area, the opposite the northern and southern walls of that place that aren't facing any entrance, how could the Baisa say that the entire courtyard was okay for the Shechit of Kutchum Kalim? The Pasach Lubik Aaron Zavis, they make these two doors, they made them at the corners of that area, so that each door faced two directions. Part of the doorway faced west and part north, and the other side of the ulam, part of the faced west and part south. So even the things along the ulam face these minor doors as well. Achori beis hakaporis mai, what about the area behind the beis hakaporis, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim? It's not facing any doorways. No, Tashema, Dalma Rami bar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Lul Katan Hoya Achori beis hakaporis. There was a small hole behind the walls of the Beis HaKaporis, Kedei Lahachshir Sazara, in order to render the entire area fit. Lachila Kachum Kalashim, Lashkitas Kachum Kalam, Behind Yuchsev, that's what it means when it says, Shnaim Lefarbar, two for the Parbar. My Lefarbar, what does that mean? I'm a Rabbi Bar Shila, Kamanda Amar Klape Bar. It's like one saying towards the outside, therefore the whole area was fit to actually bring the Karbonos. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.